Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, Adriana. Your company has started charging my debit card with unauthorized purchases. I canceled the first original order, which still got to my card. I am working with my bank's fraud department to correct this issue. I'm calling you by phone to warn you to stop whatever it is that you're doing, and you will be contacted by the fraud department of my bank.
Okay, let me check and see what this is. Can you provide me your zip code?
87740.
And what is that first and last name?
Karen Ratliff.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
143 Grant Avenue.
Okay, so I do see here that this was back on March the 6th. You ordered a Hype watch with earbuds and warranty for $18.94 and $5.97. So I'm going to do to you the same thing that your fraud department is going to do to us. They're going to ask us to pull up the terms and conditions. This is the Hype watch.
I called and canceled that order the same night.
I do see that you called, but you didn't cancel.
I called the second time to verify it was canceled.
No, for this order, you only called once.
I think
that was. And you had called to see what that 1894 was. Yeah, you didn't call to cancel.
Well, I have now charges of $69, of $59. And all of that is unauthorized, and it's a fraudulent charge against my account.
This is listed on the cancellation policy. During times when Shop Hype Watch trial is offered, you agree to accept the trial membership to the site, which gives you a 14-day trial of our product. And by accessing the Shop Hype Watch service, you authorize the charges set forth below and agree to the following terms and conditions. Your trial will entitle you a 14-day no-hassle trial of our product for the 14-day program starting on the day you submit your trial membership application to the site. Shipping may take anywhere from 2 to 3 business days, and we ship via USPS. You also agree that if you do not send us notice of cancellation of your trial within 10-day trial of 4-day shipping period starting from your initial order, you will be charged the full retail price of $59.97, as well as $69.97. So, if you want a refund, the only way that you can get it is if your fraud department or your bank give us a call. Other than that, the most that I can do is cancel your account. Hello? Customer, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, yeah.
I called and canceled everything, so it never should have been gone through, nothing.
I can have my supervisors take a look at that call to see if you canceled it.
Well, I don't know what your person wrote down. I called and canceled it, canceled the order, canceled everything.
Yeah, this is why our calls are also recorded. So I'm going to have my supervisor pull up that call. And
because I asked him to cancel,
and if we can hear that you are trying to cancel your account, then you will be refunded.
I asked him then to cancel the order. He says, "Oh, it's already been shipped." I said, "I want it canceled. You call, you bring up your message. I'm good." And I told him that night that I ordered it. I tried to send the thing through and cancel it, and I thought it had gone through, and he said they didn't have no record of it. That everything needs to be canceled right here, right now, for the third time.
All right, give me one moment. I'm having a supervisor take a look on that call right now.
I appreciate that.
I'm sorry, we're just still waiting on a response.
That's quite all right. I understand. And I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at everything else. It's nothing personal.
Oh, no, you're fine.
And on top of that, I'm a 75-year-old senior citizen. I don't have that money. I mean, my bank account is overdrawn, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll just let the bank fraud department handle it, I guess.
I'm sorry, I'm still waiting on a reply.
That's fine. I have more time than money.
It should be the other way around.
It should.
I am so sorry for the wait.
That's fine. I should know better than to look at anything that comes through on the phone.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I ordered something I saw on Facebook. I have yet to see a refund or my products.
Well, now you're in the same boat I am. And I thought he canceled it.
Yeah, this was back. This was way, this started back in December.
Well, I'm just lucky that I have the legal representation with the fraud department at the bank.
Yeah, that's good.
Again, I guess I just chalk it up to being an old lady and not knowing all the tricks of the scams out there. But I bet they took the money out of your bank account, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they did. All right, so she's listening to the call right now.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's a good thing you do record them.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't you feel bad working for such a shyster company?
I don't like it. I don't like it sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I don't like it because I actually do my own investigation sometimes, and I actually go and try to find terms and conditions.
Well, and you've been scammed as well.
Yeah.
Personally, by something else.
All right, she says she's listening now.
That's fine. I swear I'm not buying anything unless I walk in, look at it, and see it, and take it with me.
Yes.
Which I didn't even want this. I called within a couple of days.
Oh, Jesus. I'm just now waiting on a reply.
That's quite all right. My son works for the Attorney General's office here in our state, the state office. And they deal with this kind of stuff all the time.
I'm going to take this problem to the BB&B. Yeah, it's March now. So I've been waiting for my products for 3 months now.
Did you even really want the products?
Ma'am?
Did you even want the products?
I did. They were actually supposed to be Christmas gifts for my family. Oh. So I have been calling and calling them. And they're saying that it's being reshipped. So I got to call them back to see if they have a tracking number.
Yeah.
Okay, so my supervisor said in the call, you just called for information to see what your charge is about because this call was on the 13th. This was before the $69.97 and $59.97. She said she did not hear you say that you wanted to cancel. You was just calling to see what the charges were.
Well, the 59, you know, I just don't agree at all.
That's fine. So, I understand.
If
so that's okay. So
you want to the original whatever because of the phone call that you didn't record correctly, I asked that guy and I told him I tried to cancel it and there was no place on the site to cancel it.
Okay, that's why. So you don't cancel it on the site. You cancel it through the phone. I understand that now. But, in order for you to get a refund, you're going to have to have your bank give us a call.
I will have the fraud department proceed then.
All righty.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye.